Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the debate that never was. Joining us today, running for Assembly District 39, Robin Reedy. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Martha Gould, Randy Thompson, and Ruben Murillo. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What does the massive Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers. Today was supposed to be a debate between Jim Wheeler and Robin Reedy for Assembly District 39, two Republicans in a conservative area, very conservative area, in a primary. Robin is here. We invited Jim Wheeler to be on the program. I personally called him because he was concerned that because you and I have had a relationship on this program over the years, that I might be too close to you. I called him to talk to him. He didn't respond to my call, but his campaign manager did. And the campaign manager said that he would only appear if we gave him the questions in advance. And we pretty much don't do that on this program. And so, you know, that wouldn't be a debate. So I guess I will be representing to an extent Jim Wheeler. I told the campaign manager that I would be looking at both websites to see what was on there. And you know, base kind of the questions from there. So welcome to the program, Robin. And I'm sorry that Jim Wheeler chose not to to take advantage of free TV to come on the program.
You know, and I felt kind of lonely, so I thought I'd bring Mr. Wheeler to the debate since he won't come on his own.
And now my understanding from you is that he's not showing up for any other debates.
Correct. Anything that was termed a debate, he effectively changed to a forum where he can speak after me, but no one can rebut anything he says. Evidently, he's not very proud of his record.
Well, on his website, he shows endorsements from the Story County Sheriff. He shows endorsements from MPRI, Citizen Outreach, an A rating from the NRA, an A rating from the Nevada Firearms Coalition, and is definitely against the DREAM Act, saying that it's pandering. So should we start there? I'm going to take this down just
okay. You know, it would be embarrassing if I got all the votes. So he, you know, is outreaching to people who feel the way he does, and that's good. That's our system. I think there are bigger issues out there that we need to address, and I don't think he's addressing them. There are things like our education system, our the fact that we don't own very much of our own land. There are many things out there. I want to be effective. I feel that as someone who has the background I do, that I can be very effective.
And let's talk about that. You were head of business and industry for a time in the state, the job that Bruce Breslow now currently has, Mindy Ellert had as well.
I was actually deputy director.
Deputy director. And then you became chief of staff for Governor Gibbons. So you certainly have experience in as being part of the executive branch and, you know, on different levels. You also definitely were part of the fight against Obamacare.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, it was definitely part of the federal overreach that continues. We felt that it was the state's position to make those kind of decisions and not have the federal government reach into states' rights. So we asked the Attorney General to, you know, join in the lawsuit. She refused. So we researched.
And she based that upon the fact that other attorney generals were doing it and it would therefore be a waste of money for Nevada to jump in.
I'm not sure if that was her sole reason, but that was the public reason that she gave. But what we did is we looked into how could we join into the lawsuit. So we had hired some excellent staff, and we all sat down and brainstormed and determined that what the law said was that we couldn't pay another attorney to represent us. So since our attorney general refused to represent the governor in this cause, we reached out and found someone else to do that.
And that was Mark Hutchison.
That was Mark Hutchison. And so It worked out well in terms of it didn't cost the state money. What monies were raised from individual taxpayers that went to the lawsuit. Eventually the lawsuit failed, but I thought it was important that the state stands up for states' rights.
I wanted you to have a chance to talk about Mr. Wheeler's position on the DREAM Act and saying that it was pandering to give driver's licenses to people who are in the state illegally, and also that he questioned whether they would get insurance. And I think one of the ironic things was that one of the things that came out of this was that the fact that a lot of people who were in the country illegally actually did have insurance to drive.
You know, I don't know the statistics on that, so I can address that, but I can tell you that he is an expert on pandering, and so if he says that's pandering, maybe that's so, but I think he may be pandering on his own just in rebuttal to that. There are real policy issues out there that we have to decide as a country, as a state, and those things need to be talked about without being high-sided on one end or the other.
Do you have any opinions about giving people who are here illegally driving licenses in the state of Nevada?
I think the federal government should, for more than just illegal immigration, but for security reasons, tighten our borders. That's what we have to do. But I think there are real people in this country working hard. I think they have children in this country that are going to our schools. And I think we have to look at this from the people's perspective as well as a policy perspective.
All right, let's take a break. More with Robin Reedy when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
I am back on Nevada Newsmakers. We're joined by Robin Reedy. She is running for Assembly District 39. We invited her opponent, Jim Wheeler, to be on the program, but he said that, or his campaign manager said he would only come on if we gave him the questions in advance, and we don't do that. I looked at your website as well, and one of the things that you raised there is the underground economy. Tell me about that.
Well, I think some of the regulations that get put into place federally and statewide is that there are, it creates underground economies. So you try to avoid a law, and it creates an economy on its own. So I think we need to more realistically look at laws and rules across the state for unintended consequences. But in that process, we need to open up. We need to open up to be able to get our state lands back. I know we're not going to get them all.
How do we do that?
Working with people. I think the
because I know you've been out campaigning a lot, so reading newspapers has not been what you've been doing every day, but you're well aware, I'm sure, of the Cliven Bundy BLM situation here.
Right, and without even getting into the details of
right.
that, because I think there's enough wrong on both sides here, I think there should be some kind of investigation on what the government did, and I think it should be at the state level. But I'm out there walking door to door, and normally when I've walked door to door for candidates, you go and they talk about the pothole in a road, or the sidewalks, or the lights, or even the water rates, and water rates in Douglas County is a very big deal. I don't hear any of that. I hear about the federal intrusion into our lives and into our state. And people are fed up. And I think this Bundy Bunkerville situation is almost a pressure release for people because they are fed up with the federal government. And it's very unusual. And in the years I've done this, to have everyone talk about how much they don't like the federal government and what's going on, and for various reasons. And Senator Reed would be the other item that's high on the list. And I think that's because my name's Reedy and he's Reed, so it comes up in conversation. So I think it's a good platform to start raising the question of bringing our federal land back under state control and perhaps using it to help our economy and jobs.
Okay, now we've had examples of this over the years, and in fact there are bills going through Congress now. The Urington's Lands Act, there's wilderness areas in up around north of Winnemuc, I believe, that are going through. Is there a bigger progress that you can envision that can be made by the state to where we get larger areas of land coming back? How do you see that occurring?
I see it occurring by bringing everyone in the legislature together and being one voice on this topic. I think this is a topic that can cross party lines. It's a state topic, and I think the legislature can make that push and stand behind the governor in making that push.
Sage grass. If that gets put under the Endangered Species Act, this stays in a world of hurt.
Yes, it is. And that's just one more example of federal intrusion and not recognizing the West, not recognizing our layers of economies and how it's affected when they make that decision.
You say that we're not making as much use of oil and natural gas and minerals in the state, yet we have fracking that's been approved by the state. What areas are we weak in?
Well, I would like to see, in terms of energy, us being able to provide energy for California. California doesn't build any plants, doesn't do anything to create energy, yet they make all these laws mandating that they use a certain amount of green energy. We have all this land and all this ability for solar and wind, and I would like to see the donut hole, which is what they call us in Nevada, where the donut hole, where all the energy lines go all around us. I would like to see us use some of these lands to sell energy at the higher price to California.
Well, now ENN, the Chinese company that's been in the news lately, they were not able to get a purchase power agreement from Southern California Edison, and that was the reason that that project near Laughlin, which would have been thousands of thousands of building jobs and even a couple of thousand jobs in terms of building solar panels, that died. So, you know, what's the problem there?
Again, I think it's just too much government intervention.
Okay, we've got about a minute here to go. And on your website, you talk about Nevada taking over the Nevada test site and Yucca Mountain for economic development. Briefly, what areas of development do you think could come out of those?
Well, I still think it can be used, and this has been brought up many times, you know, for university science usages. I mean, I think there's a lot there that it can be used for.
Do you think that we could get the test site back from the federal government? Are they not too deeply entrenched in there, the Energy Department, et cetera?
Never say never. You at least have to make the attempt. Because, you know, when you make several attempts, you know, some of them will come through and it will benefit the state, the economy, and more jobs.
Right to bear arms.
I'm a lifetime member of the NRA.
And have you seen the pictures that came from the Bundy Ranch?
As far as?
The armed militia that were there.
You know, again, I think that's a steam vent for people. But there's also saying from people I trust that the government had arms, and I think, you know, that's a pretty much a stretch to go in armed over grazing fees.
And that's where I have to leave it. Robin Reedy, always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you
so much. Sorry it wasn't a debate, but you got to debate me at least. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Thinking of selling your home? Marshall Realty has solutions for you.
Our aggressive marketing plan will assure you the results that you want. Call me today at 473-1055.
So it's time to buy a new car. There's a lot to think about. Am I going to get the best deal? Will I have to fight for it? At Carson City Jeep, we believe the car buying experience should be better, honest, fun, and it is. And during the awards season event, save on a 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo for just $31,000. A Jeep Patriot Sport 4x4, only $20,300. It's better at Carson City Jeep, where cars, trucks, and Jeeps really do cost less. Thank you. See CarsonCityJeep.com.
Frame the special moments of your life with handcrafted furniture from Stickley. Lovingly made by hand. Providing comfort, beauty, and plenty of glamorous elbow room. Stickley, made for life. See the entire Stickley collection at Ennis Fine Furniture.
Thinking of selling your home? Marshall Realty has a no-hassle guarantee.
If you don't love my service, fire me at any time. My only job is for you to see the results you want. Call me today at 473-1055.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Martha Gold is here, the political activist. Ruben Murillo is president of the Nevada State Education Association. And Randy Thompson, our political analyst. Pleasure to have you all here. And so I wanted to start out with the Supreme Court ruling on diversity. Leaders in higher education, according to the New York Times, upset by Tuesday's Supreme Court decision upholding Michigan's ban on race-based preferences in college admissions, saying the ruling would nudge them further along the path of finding alternative means to promote diversity in their student bodies. Race remains a permissible element in admissions in states without such a ban, and many educators held the dissent by Justice Sonia Sotomayor, which emphasized the continuing significance of race. Still, they said affirmative action appeared to have a limited future. And so my question to you, Martha, is, and you've lived through this entire thing, do we still need affirmative action?
Yes.
Why?
Unfortunately, if we look at our current education system, the schools that are at risk, the students there come into the education system with a lot of things against them. Families that do not necessarily put a high emphasis on education, a lack of money. Sometimes they come to school hungry. You can't learn if you're hungry. And I really think that by having affirmative action, you give kids who don't have the advantages that the rapidly dwindling middle class has or had, they need that extra push because this is the future of our country.
Ruben?
And if we don't help these children, then we're going to be in a lot of trouble in the future.
A reason a lot of these affirmative action, a lot of the programs came up is because there was a lack of diversity. There was a lack of opportunity for students of color when they were offered with the opportunity to attend a university. I came from Kansas, went to the University of Kansas, and from there, really, the lack of diversity was astonishing. And for me, it was an opportunity to be able to excel. And if we're talking right now about offering opportunities for all students, especially students who live in poverty or students of color at an elementary level and expect them to graduate from high school, there have to be opportunities for them to attend major universities.
Randy, do you know?
Hang on one second. Let's,
well, truly, this is a Supreme Court decision that said the voters of Michigan get to choose the course of action for the university system. It has, I mean, yes, it deals with diversity. It deals with affirmative action. But what the Supreme Court ruled is, yes, the voters have a way can amend their constitution. Let's really look at what the core decision is here. And, I'm a white chick, so I have a different perspective of diversity. But I look at affirmative action as we're assuming all blacks can't go to college. I mean, I'm sorry, but there's this emphasis that we put on if you're a person of color, you're not going to succeed unless we give you a helping hand. And to me, that is the wrong course of action to take. And I don't look at our educational system as curing our poverty in our country. That's the challenge that is continually put on our educational system. Hey, go solve poverty, then we can teach kids.
No, that's not your job.
Your job is not to solve poverty. Your job is to help children rise above it.
But it's also the ability to give them an opportunity to have a realistic chance to attend college. For example, growing up in Kansas, we were poor. We didn't have the ability to send me to college with a full ride scholarship. So what we did is we worked and we went through that. But the opportunity was there in order to catch it. Yeah. If there are barriers there, that doesn't matter, if all students can learn, if the barriers are there and they're set there on purpose, and the opportunity to achieve is going to be less.
The bottom line is that the only way one can work their way out of poverty is to have an education.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to disagree with you on some things. And I'm not a bleeding heart liberal. Actually, I am very pragmatic.
You used to be, but you've come to the right a little bit.
No, I am sort of in the middle.
Yes.
But I do think that, I mean, I can remember when I got ready to go to university, they had quotas for Jewish students. I faced a quota. Now, fortunately, I managed to get around it. But quotas existed then. There are individual quotas now. So, and also the other thing is, we are a nation of immigrants. I am first generation. And the bottom line is, diversity brings an enormous important positive factor into our society, because we are a global society.
I guess I kind of go back to what caused the Michigan voters to actually go this direction, and I don't really know the history of it at this point, to say that, you know, obviously there was something going on to where people...
there was a case brought by a young woman who said that she was...
And really, I'm trying to open it up, you know, based on the question, to the bigger idea of whether
this goes back to also states' rights that the states have, but... Do the states really have a right to determine who can or cannot perhaps get into university? And it's not necessarily university.
Can I ask a quick question of Ruben? Does it make a difference in a state like Nevada, where you have a 25% Hispanic population now?
Well, you have, I believe UNLV is close to being a majority-minority university. And that's great for UNLV, but what about the other colleges? Mm-hmm. Do the other colleges throughout Nevada have the same opportunities for ethnic minorities or minority students, religious or whatever, to participate in higher education? We're talking about the United States being the land of opportunity.
We have about 10 seconds.
Okay, so the land of opportunity, the opportunity to attend college. But there, as we said earlier, there are barriers that were specifically set up to keep people out of the university system or out of our schools. And until we get rid of those barriers, there needs to be a pathway for students, ethnic minority students, to participate in the higher education system.
And that's where we got to leave it. We'll be right back.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
The wait is over. Introducing Charter Spectrum. The very best in TV, internet, and voice has arrived. It's superior HD picture and sound with more than 200 HD channels available. More than anyone else. And with the new Charter app, you can watch live TV on mobile devices anywhere in your home. Watch TV anytime for just $29.99 a month. Call 866-960-1707. Charter Spectrum turns your internet on full blast with speeds up to 60 megabits per second. That's 20 times faster than DSL. Just $29.99 a month. It's the fastest internet you can get. And Charter Spectrum Voice gives you unlimited nationwide calling. Just $29.99 a month with no added fees like the phone company charges. The most HD, the fastest internet, and unlimited calling, all for just $29.99 a month each. The wait is over. Get Charter Spectrum today. Call 866-960-1707.
I'm Kathleen Sigurdson. I understand the challenges you face if you've suffered a personal injury. I've represented hundreds of victims over the last 10 years. If you've been injured, give me a call.
Better Careers are currently available and waiting for qualified applicants. Get started on a rewarding career with a future at Career College of Northern Nevada. Call the number on your screen now. Financial aid available to those who qualify. Call the Career College of Northern Nevada at 888-350-0325.
Stay connected. Find News 4 on Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, Congressman Mark Amadei will join us for the whole show. We'll see you then.